Unit 2, page 31. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Read the text below and then answer questions 1 through 8. Fighting a worldwide epidemic. Since the 1950s, there have been great medical improvements and people live much longer. Yet, millions of people die each year from easily preventable diseases such as high blood pressure, heart disease, or diabetes. Many of them are the result of obesity, which has become a worldwide epidemic. In the last decades, our lifestyle has changed dramatically. Most people work long hours and no longer have time to cook at home. As a result, they buy processed food, soft drinks, and snacks, which contain a lot of sugar, fat, and/or sodium. Consuming high quantities of these ingredients may lead to obesity. It is very easy for a child with normal weight to become overweight, says Professor Nemeth, who runs the Child Health and Sports Center at Mir Medical Center. He explains that a 6-year-old child should eat about 1,000 calories a day. If the child drinks every day one can of soft drink that contains about 7 teaspoons of sugar, equivalent to 160 calories, the child will eventually gain 7 kilos a year and will become overweight. The technological age also contributes its share. Not only do people eat unhealthy food, but they are also physically inactive, sitting many hours in front of computer screens, both at work and at home, instead of doing physical labor. Children's lifestyle has also changed. They used to burn up a lot of energy playing outside, but nowadays, children hardly do so and prefer to just look at screens. People's increasingly sedentary lifestyle, combined with the consumption of high quantities of sugar, fat, and sodium, lead to severe health problems. Different countries have been trying to overcome obesity. Chile, for example, has decided to pass a law that forces companies to label food products which contain high quantities of sugar, fat, and sodium. In Israel, the Ministry of Health decided to follow its lead. The idea is to raise awareness and make people think twice before buying these products. It will also force food manufacturers to reduce the amount of these ingredients in the food they produce. Other countries have decided to raise taxes on soft drinks and processed food. This has proved to be a very effective measure. In Hungary, for instance, sales of these products were reduced by 27%. In addition, manufacturers changed the ingredients in 40% of the food products so they would not have to pay the tax. Many are skeptical whether the law that was passed in Israel will achieve its goal. They know that it is not easy to change people's habits and tastes. For example, it has taken years to get people used to the taste of sugar-free soft drinks. They believe that the change must start by re-educating the public, especially the young generation. However, it is a worthwhile attempt to overcome a very serious problem.